Our scripture reading this morning comes from the letter to Colossians, chapter 3, verses 1 through 17. May the word of God fall afresh on your ears this morning. So if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you will also will be revealed with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever in you is earthly: fornication, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming on those who are disobedient. These are the ways you also once followed when you were living that life. But now you must get rid of all such things: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive language from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have stripped off the old self with its practices and have clothed yourselves with the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge according to the image of its creator. In the renewal, there is no longer Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, and free. But Christ is all and in all. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Today we come and celebrate the resurrection of Jesus and what it means for us. We've spent the last several weeks in Lent. During the Lenten season, we remember who we are. We remember our faults. We remember our sins. We remember our shortcomings. We remember our brokenness and our hurt, our guilt, our shame, whatever those things are. And we come into Holy Week remembering Christ's last moments, his last meal, his death on the cross, and we wait. Some of us may have went on through Good Friday and Saturday, not even thinking about it. I remember my son coming in on Friday before the service. Good Friday. Why do we call it Good Friday? And what time was it that Jesus, do you think Jesus died? Thinking about that. And today we come in remembering the resurrection and what it means for us. We look out on this world and we see that it is still a very chaotic world. On Tuesday, we heard about a bombing. This morning, when I Googled to see if there were other bombings. There had been over the weekend one in Iraq and one in Nigeria by suicide bombers. And they come in and they do this in the name of Allah. It's interesting that Paul would write, do everything in the name, everything you do in word and deed in the name of Jesus. What that means in the name. You know, we think about what these suicide bombers do in the name of their God. But also when we pray in the name of Jesus. We always end in the name of Jesus. Amen. Have you ever thought about what that means in the name of? It's power and authority in the name of. Some of us think, you know, as a child I was thought in growing up, oh, that's just how you ended a prayer. You know, like in grace and peace, Stephanie, I lift this prayer up to you. You know, an ending to something. But we're praying, when we pray in the name of Jesus, we pray in the authority of Jesus. We pray in the power of Jesus. Jesus is standing with us in that prayer when we pray in the name of Jesus. Paul sends this letter. He can't be with the Colossians himself, so he sends this letter, and he sends it with a carrier who has the authority of his name to carry that letter. That if there are any questions about this letter or any letter that Paul sends, this person in Paul's authority, who is carrying Paul's authority as an ambassador for Paul, will be able to answer any questions as if Paul were right there. When we do things in the name of someone else, when we stand in for someone else, they've given us their power, their authority to be able to do that. So everything, when we talk about doing word and deed in the name of Jesus, we do that with Jesus' power and authority. She said, I do not leave you, but I'm giving you my power, my authority, my peace. I give to you. I give to you as the world, not as the world gives, but as only God can give to you. Paul uses some interesting phrases in this scripture to the Colossians. If you have been raised with Christ, look for things that are above. If you have been raised with Christ, it's going to change the way you act, because everything you do and say is for Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And you are hidden with Christ. That's another interesting phrase that he uses. Hidden with Christ. Have you ever seen those little Russian dolls? Little babushkas, you know? They're interesting. You shake them and they rattle. It's because they have other little dolls hidden inside of them. So you open one, and oh, look, there's another one. And you open that one, oh, look, there's another one. We have some that I remember the first time my children discovered them on this Christmas tree. It's the nativity scene. So it starts out with bigger characters than nativity, and it goes down, and inside the very smallest one is Jesus. And so you get to put hooks on all of them and hang them all in the tree. And then when you take them all down, you put them all back inside where they go and put them up. But hidden in Christ, we are hidden in Christ. And you think about those little dolls and what that means. Because you look at the outside one, and if you didn't know what it was, if you can remember when you saw one for the first time, what how delightful it was when someone opened it up for you. And you realize that hidden treasure within the doll, like, oh my goodness, this is so neat. I would have never known that was in there. Jesus Christ is hidden in you. You are someone in which Christ dwells. That is your identity. By looking at us, just looking at us, someone may not be able to see that. But in our words and our deeds, when we look different than the culture, when we show compassion, when we show love, when we show generosity, when we show self-control, when we show joy, that's Christ revealing Christ's self in us. It's as if someone had opened that little doll, that little Russian doll, for the very first time. And then look, there's more. But not only that Christ dwells within us, but we are hidden in Christ. St. Patrick prayed, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ beside me, Christ above me, Christ below me, Christ all around me. That I am hidden in Christ. We do. We live in a world that is extremely chaotic. And we can, but within our own lives, we can see a little bit of chaos creeping in and out every now and then. We realize our own brokenness, when we realize the pain that we've carried, or the pain we've caused other people, because of whatever reason, because of selfishness or pride, our own brokenness that's made us bitter, when we've refused to forgive. These things creep into our lives, and it's chaotic moments. It's darkness within our own lives. And sometimes these moments, when we feel like there's no control because of loss of a loved one, loss of a job. Sometimes things hit it all at once. Oh my goodness, a pipe broke in the house. My car just broke down. We think, how am I going to have enough money to carry all this? There's all these different kinds of stresses in life. But the realization that we're hidden in Christ, that Christ is all around us, that we are beloved children of God, that the truth of the matter is that the firstborn of all creation, that all things were created for Him, by Him, through Him, includes you and me, that Christ loved us so much to create us, that Christ loved us so much to die for us, that Christ loves us so much that would rise again to give us eternal life so that we would be with Christ forever. That our situations in life will always change. We'll get new cars. Cars will break down. We'll have awesome whole relationships, and sometimes we'll have a broken relationship and we'll lose a friend. Sometimes we will have the best job ever, and then one day the company is going down and jobs are being closed down. Jobs in jeopardy. Jobs in danger. Sometimes we are top dog, top of the heap, and there are times we fall so low. Things change. There's not many constants in our life, but this is constant. This is true. Your identity will always be in Jesus. You will always, always be a creation of God. You will always, always be forgiven when you turn back to Jesus. You will always, always, always have a hold on eternal life here, now, today. See, we get under the misconception that eternal life is something that happens after we die. You see, eternal life is something that connects us to God, that we can be in relationship with God here, now, today. That's eternity. That relationship doesn't change. That relationship stays constant. Everything in life else may change, but that remains constant. Always. God's love for you, God's pursuit of you, that you are beloved children of God. That never changes. That is what it means to be hidden in Christ, that realization. Today is very exciting. We are confirming 3 of our confirmands. In the next service, we will be confirming 2 more. 5 young people who are joining the church today. They each one were baptized as infants, and today they come forward to confirm, to firm up their own faith, to claim it as their own. Many of us in this room, most of this room, were baptized. In our baptism, our old self dies with Christ, and we are raised with Christ. We are cleansed. We are forgiven. We are incorporated into the body of Christ. We are claimed. We are marked. It is an outward sign of an inward grace. Today, this Easter Sunday, as we celebrate the resurrection, as we celebrate the new life that dwells within us, brothers and sisters, I ask you, I encourage you to remember your baptism and what that means for each one of you. Also, this morning, we come to the communion table, invited by Christ at Christ's own table to partake of the bread and the juice. That as we partake of these elements, indwelled by the very Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, by Christ Jesus, we are empowered. We are equipped to be sent out into the world to represent God, to be ambassadors for Christ, that in everything we say and everything we do by the authority of Christ. We have people doing some crazy things in the name of other gods. What can you do in the name of Jesus to show Christ's love in the world? You see, there's some chaotic, crazy, mean, ugly, nasty things going on in the world. We're not going to come in here and pretend that it's not happening, that the resurrection has fixed it. The resurrection is fixing it, but it has not fixed it. So what this means for you, here is your homework, here is your Easter homework. I'm sorry, just because it's Easter doesn't mean that you get off the hook without any homework. What this means is, for your homework, to think about the most perfect gift to give anyone is the gift of love. That everything else, Paul says, this wraps up the whole package. Love your God with all you are. Love your neighbor as yourself. Faith, hope, and love abide. The greatest of these is love. That even though there are hateful things going on in the world, God's love reigns in this world. So, your homework. This week is to show Christ's love and to be very aware that you're doing it, that your heart is open to be able not to receive, but to give to someone else. That when you see someone hurting or in pain, when you see someone struggling, to be able to be Christ's ambassador in that situation. Christ, bringing in Christ's authority, Christ's power. Christ has already equipped you. Christ has already given you the authority to do this. The stronger you are in your relationship with God, the stronger you are going to be able to do this. So in the midst of this, we continue to work on our own relationship with God, work on our own relationship with other people, so that we can truly be Christ's ambassador in the world. Christ dwelling within us, our lives hidden and protected, valued, pursued, loved, desired by Christ. We are beloved children of God, indwelled by Christ, sent out into the world with the power of the Holy Spirit resting within us. That's who we are. Today we celebrate the confirmands coming and proclaiming this identity for their own life. So I'm going to ask that they come up at this moment. And if they will come on this side right here. No, Ethan, in the front. I'm sorry. Right here. There you go. Brothers and sisters, from time to time we experience a new beginning in our faith journey when the Holy Spirit breaks into our lives to inspire us, to lead us, and to deepen our commitment to Christ. Today we praise the Lord for what has been happening in these confirmands' lives. I present to you Ethan Hughes, Peter Jackson, and Mackenzie Young for confirmation. Through confirmation and through the reaffirmation of our faith, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledging that what God is doing for us, and affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church. And this is why we remember our baptism always. So, Mackenzie, Ethan, and Peter, this is your test. Let's see if you can pass it. If you don't, we will not confirm you today. All right. So on behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? I don't think they could hear you.
I do.
Okay. That was the correct answer. Very good. You have a few more to go. All right. Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves?
I do.
Very good. Mackenzie, I'm sorry I didn't hear you. Come on, a little louder.
I do.
All right. Okay. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races?
I do.
Mackenzie, you're just going to have to be louder than that.
I do.
We might have to get you a microphone. Oh, no. Don't be bashful. According to God's grace given to you, will you remain faithful members of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representatives to the world?
I will.
What, Mackenzie?
I said it loud.
All right. There's going to be a response here on the screen here in a second. Ethan, Peter, and Mackenzie, we rejoice in your experience of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit. Will you please respond with me? In the love of Christ, we encourage you and pray that God will continue to bless you. To God's name be glory and praise.